You guys know how much I love my spa, my Bullfrog Spa from Tropical Pool and Spa. Make sure that you're grabbing one right now and getting it ordered. People are finally figuring out they really need to get this ordered and on its way, because I'm telling you, it'll save you from the world's stress. It's amazing to have in your backyard. You have to have, if we're going to have staycations for a while, my gosh, what an option for you guys. Go to Tropical Pool and Spa. Don't waste any time. They have $1,000 off right now on their Labor Day special. You just can't beat it. You just can't beat it. And so they have special financing or the $1,000 off. Take advantage of it right now and get it ordered. It'll be the best thing you've done for yourself in a long, long time. TropicalFiberglassPool.com. TropicalFiberglassPool.com. And this is the company you want to go with. They're the ones that are easy to work with. And just, it's just such a fun, it's just, I can't even express how wonderful a Bullfrog Spa is, because I get in it every night. And it takes my stress away. I want you to do the same for you. Also, their swim spas are really amazing. And their fiberglass pools, nobody can beat them in price. And they are just really good at what they do. Get over to Tropical Fiberglass Pool. Highly, highly encourage you to do it right now.
From the St. George News Radio Weather Center, sunny and 93 today, clear and 64 overnight. Tomorrow, sunny and 96. For St. George News Radio, I'm Carl Lamar.
Lionsgate Recovery Center is a proud sponsor of The Kate Daly Show. Lionsgate Recovery, people in recovery, helping people find recovery.
When you realize that mainstream media has sold you a box of rocks, it's time to tune into The Kate Daly Show. America's newest addiction. The show starts now.
But the governor can't just outright create something brand new.
You're sure of it? Because people are listening really closely to this.
Right now, people should not be walking. There's no reason to be walking around with a mask. When you're in the middle of an outbreak, wearing a mask might make people feel a little bit better, and it might even block a droplet, but it's not providing the perfect protection that people think that it is. And often, there are unintended consequences. People keep fiddling with the mask, and they keep touching their face.
And can you get some schmutz sort of staying inside there?
Of course. But when you think masks, you should think of healthcare providers needing them and people who are ill.
Will you be extending the state of emergency past August 20th along with that, the health guidelines?
That'll be a decision made probably by the legislature. I have a limited period of time that I can declare a state of emergency. It has to be reauthorized by the legislature. They've done that and extended it to August 20th. And so we'll wait and see what happens.
But will you be asking them to?
I don't know that we need to continue it on. I think we need to make sure that we have the ability to, in fact, put it in protocols that are appropriate, which we really have in place now.
I'm announcing today, right now, that I will establish a new state of emergency. Our orange means that it's a moderate risk for everyone, but high risk still for vulnerable individuals. So even though we could be in orange, it means that still they've got to be extra careful. Yellow means low risk for everyone, but for the high risk individuals. And green, it means new normal risk for everyone. That's back to really kind of the way we were before, with probably some protocols that we'll have adapted and carry over. We have the color coding, as you know. We've identified red, orange, yellow, and green for...
Green is the color we are trying to see. Look around, where could it be? Do-da, do-da, doodly-dee. Come along and find it with me. Do-da, do-da, doodly-dee.
Sweet! Can you tell me how to get to Sesame Street?
Hi there. Welcome. Kate Daly Show. Yeah, that was the governor singing back in July that the legislature had to approve states of emergencies. Huh. Mm. I think he forgot that. I'm pretty sure. Yep. We have a tyrant on our hands. We really do. What?
On a lie.
Based on a lie. Spencer Cox going along with this. It's rather sickening. And Orem, a couple of cities now put on orange. Brought to you by the color orange. Amazing, isn't it, that we're even talking about this right now, that we're even having to deal with this right now. Provo, Orem moving to Orange. I sure hope that they don't go along with us. I really do. I hope that those residents are smart enough to know that they don't have to deal with this. They really don't have to go along with this. Dr. Angela Dumm, she was addressing everybody today about the uptick in COVID-19 cases.
Yeah.
She's the same gal who has hardly a resume, who the CDC procured and then sent our way. And she told everybody that she was having the kids wear masks in school because of the fact that a couple of like fearful parents have been emailing her and are worried that their kid might die. So we're going to do all of this for them. Not science, not anything else. Just a
couple of weird parents.
Yeah. Based on their fear. Yeah. Their psychosis. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's how we do things. Gotta love Angela Dumm. Anyway, her and Governor Herbert, love to get on and tell people that everyone's dying of COVID, but look around you. Nobody's dying of COVID.
Yeah, the numbers have not upticked nearly as much as they're trying to claim.
Well, no, they're all based on just
nothing. And the only thing that based on the excess number of false tests they've done.
Yeah. And they're not cases. They're just...
No, they're tests.
Yeah.
We said they're positive. Believe us, the cases are going up.
Just amazing, isn't it? I don't even know what to say anymore about him. What do you say? Okay. So a couple of things going on. Number one, there is a 8 p.m. Mountain Standard Time Zoom meeting tonight that you can be a part of. I will put this on the website, Take Action for Freedom. And so you might want to give this a shout. Robin Openshaw, Eric Motzis will be there. Enoch Moore from Defending Utah and Robert Scott Bell of the Robert Scott Bell radio show. And they will all be on this trying to raise awareness and understand what we can do together and how we can fight all of this. So I'll go ahead and put that on the Kate Daly Show page. And 8 p.m. tonight, you can join. You can join that actually on a webinar. So there you go. Okay, another one. There is a 40-day fast for the United States that's going to be happening. And this will start Friday, September 25th, and end on Election Day, November the 3rd. And, of course, I will also put this information on the Kate Daly Show page on Facebook that also shows up on my website. And they're fasting for four things: that the hearts of American people will be turned to God, that they'll hear his voice, do his will, that this year's election will be protected from illegal tampering, that all efforts of sabotage will fail, that our elected officials will root themselves in truth and upholding the Constitution, and that they will be protected. All will be protected who bravely stand in freedom of God and the Constitution, that they will not be harmed and will see miracles as they continue to listen to him and carry out his will. I thought that was really neat. They have a petition going around. You can sign and sign up and say, I'm on board. And I'll go ahead and put this also on the Kate Daly Show site.
So, amen.
Yeah. It's a 40-day fast that starts this Friday. I'll be speaking on the, I think, October the 6th on some 5G. I also wanted to mention this. that 5G meeting for the tower is going to happen today at 5 o'clock. And this is how the city is telling you that, oh, we're not quite responsible for all of this. Mm-hmm. What their latest excuse is, city council and mayor, is we just approved the tower. What goes on the tower is up to everyone else. You should call them. Oh, I love this. I love this.
What else can the tower be used for?
Oh boy.
A ski tower.
Yeah. Yeah. they're approving the tower for and zoning for it. It is on their shoulders. They're the ones that have to approve it in the first place.
Unless it's used as a lifeguard tower.
gosh. Yeah. I can't believe that they would take their responsibility and diminish it down and parcel it out to, well, it's just the tower. Blame them for the technology that goes on the tower.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I have no words for that one. Wow, that was a new one. That was a new one for me. You know what? They are responsible for zoning this thing in. They are responsible for doing this. You need to show up and let them know that you're not going to put up with that.
And that you're not that stupid. Because to say that, they really have a low opinion of us. They really
think we're dumb to a bigger extent than I ever thought. And this is how they try to bypass responsibility by cowardly saying that they're just there for the shell. We didn't do anything. We just enabled it to be built. Oh, it's not us. Don't look at us.
That's like saying we authorized the roadblocks. It's not our fault the police stopped you.
That's so true. Yeah. I really can't believe that they think we're this stupid. They want to put in that 5G tower that they're afraid to call 5G on school property by Panorama Elementary, and they want the zoning change approved today. Anyway, please show up. Submit. I hope you submitted questions. I don't know. You know, they're getting real picky and choosy on allowing the constituents to chime in.
Mm-hmm.
School board's doing this too. They're all doing this right now. I wondered if everyone's noticing what a sham that is. You're not allowed to these meetings. You're not allowed. What? By the way, on matters of joint resolution to get rid of this state of emergency and kick it to the curb, there has been a joint resolution going around the House. They think the House has enough votes to get it through, but they're not sure about the Senate, the state senators, because they're all so co-opted and told what to do. State Senator Ibsen and Vickers, two of the worst. And all throughout the state, they're so horrific. Anyway, they don't know if our Republican majority will also sign on to that joint resolution
to kick obey this the Constitution.
To obey the Constitution, yeah, never gets old.
The state Constitution.
Yeah.
Some people think anytime you say Constitution, you're talking about the Constitution of the United States. Yeah. No, this is the state Constitution.
State Constitution. And it's really, it's just so sad to me what's going on right now. It's just so sad. And there's so many abuses that it's to the point now where I don't even know which is the most important abuse. Like, I don't even know, like, if we had to make a list, what would be the most important out of all of these. I don't even know anymore. I had somebody ask me, I ridicule the mask wearing, but I'm concerned about 5G. Well, 5G health concerns are real, and the masks do nothing. I don't know how more clear this could be. There's no hypocrisy going on. No. It's just the ridiculousness of the ridiculousness. So anyway, okay. What do you say? okay. We're going to come right back. You can chime in on this. And I can't wait till you do. Let's talk a little bit about Vegas and Pierre Delecto. I mean, Romney. That was his fake name. Wasn't that his fake name on social media?
Pierre Delecto.
Pierre Delecto. Mm-hmm. He had to make up a fake name because he has such a big spine. Anyway, we'll be right back on The Kate Daly Show.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. So this is The Kate Daly Show.
The final curtain. My friend, I'll say it clear. I'll state my case, of which I'm certain. I've lived a life that's full. I traveled each and every highway and more, much more than this. I did it my way.
Hi there, welcome back, Kate Daly Show.
Regrets.
Oh, I do want to share this with you. Coming back, by the way, what's the death rate in Utah?
0.013%.
Okay.
So only 99.9% of people are surviving this.
Does Dr. Angela Dumb know that, the epidemiologist for the state that the CDC gave
us? I'm not sure she knows what percentage means.
443 classified deaths, which only 6% of those are actual deaths from COVID.
Yeah.
And we have a little problem here, don't we, Houston? Yeah. Angela Dumb and Governor King Herbert got up and dictated orange. Where the color brought to you by the color orange now, as of today's, what do you even call it? Tyrannical message? I'm not quite sure I don't even know what to call it anymore. Anyway.
It's a proclamation.
It's a proclamation. Yeah. It's their
by
whereas.
The king. Yeah.
Proclamation. So. That's lovely. Wear your masks and be very, very afraid. 0.0143%.
Yeah, 0.013.
Yeah. 3.1 million people. You guys, I just can't believe they're getting away with this. Anyway. Okay.
I'm frightened.
I'm so frightened. By the way, the CDC did come out and say, oh, oops, oops. What was their big oops? Oh,
we didn't mean that it could really spread in the air.
I have to laugh or I'm going to cry. They came out and said their guidance. Oh, yeah, that guidance we gave you, the coronavirus that spreads through the air, it was posted in air. The CDC updated its coronavirus guidelines on Friday to state that the new disease is airborne. And then on Monday, the agency walked this back and said it mistakenly published the changes to its recommendations. They said the virus is spread through respiratory droplets now and close contact. But there may be still evidence, you know, because we don't want to lose everything on these bad claims we make.
Well, what happened actually, I think, in my humble opinion,
mm-hmm.
is that this wasn't supposed to be released until flu season started. They just let it out early.
Oh, my gosh. You guys. They do this all the time.
Yeah.
Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Oh, it's called a psychological operation, Kate.
Yes. Yes.
It's just more
heinous. Yes.
Help for the people that gave up their right and responsibility to think.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
They just need to be told.
Right, right.
Whatever it is.
Right.
Here's to all the bankruptcies.
Well, it's just I just can't even believe it's going on this long and people are allowing it. It just totally blows my mind, but thank you for the call. Mm-hmm. I really appreciate it. It really does. It blows my mind. Anyway, okay, let's Dell, a big tree coming on the show in the next hour. I thought I'd let you know. Also, the 5G tower, the city, I just have to tell you, the city, if you're just tuning in now, I know people drive for short periods of time here. If you're just tuning in, the mayor and the city council would like you to know that they're just zone changing for the tower. What they put in the tower is everyone else's fault and not theirs. So I'm just hoping you got that memo. So the city that allows the tower to go up, they're not responsible for anything. Okay. It's the technology in the tower. You better go call your state legislature for that one. You know, city, I just want to, dear city. you zoning change on school property to put a monstrosity of a 5G tower that can cause cancer, and especially to all the little kids in its vicinity. I would just like you to know that you're responsible for the tower going up, because without you, the tower would never go up. I just hope we're all on the same page. Okay.
You know, normally at this time of year, we have some excitement around town because it's homecoming week for Southern Utah University. But this year, it'll probably be a little quieter.
Yeah.
Because the theme is stay at home coming. Stay at home coming. I just, these people are brilliant. They are brilliant. How they think this stuff up.
Dance with yourself.
Yep.
Entertain yourself. Wear a dress for yourself. Wear a tux for yourself. Be by yourself. Because, you know, homecoming.
Stay at home.
Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, Kate.
Hi there.
I'm doing a little bit of research about the cell tower that they're wanting to put up. I found a study that showed that there is the mental acuity of children was reduced in relationship to their proximity to cell towers. And there have been hundreds of peer-reviewed scientific studies that show that all of this radiation that we're bombarding ourselves with because we want faster downloads and the ability to stream movies to our devices is really potentially dangerous. And I didn't realize that until just recently.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
over 240 doctors have signed a petition to the United Nations asking them to limit the kind of radiation exposure that we're
It's amazing, isn't it? I'm absolutely blown away. As you know, if cities have fought this, look and see why they've fought it. You know, it's so interesting to me that people go, oh, it's safe in this day and age. Why are you so worried? They're everywhere. No, what people don't get are all of the effects and all of the problems that are associated with this. And this is why cities and counties have fought it. This is why countries are fighting it. Entire countries are fighting this. And it's because of...
And yet...
yeah, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say organizations like Google and, you know, organizations that benefit from it suppress this information so that we don't hear about it.
Yes, they absolutely do. And it's see, they have to have this to even really go into the digital currency that they're trying to do. When you keep hearing about a cash shortage, the reason we're hearing about a cash shortage that doesn't exist is because they're trying to just cattle guard us into not using cash anymore. And if and the upload of transactions, the data that is involved in digital currency as well to be able to move us off the dollar in any anonymity whatsoever, they have to have this layer of 5G in there. And this is so much worse than anything we've ever seen. And that's why we keep trying to tell people this is dangerous. It's dangerous. And this also provokes the whole cashless society as well. So,
yes. And they want us, actually, we're going digital everything.
Yes, everything. Yes. You know. Yes. Yeah. It's, I don't even know. Anyway, I hate saying I'm without words so much, but this year I am. So, we really need to fight these things. And the fact that they're putting on a school property that the city thinks that this is okay and they're scapegoating the responsibility to the technology of the tower. Without that zone change and them putting that tower there and making that possible, the technology couldn't be installed. And I just think they're cowardly. I think they're disgraceful. The whole city council and the mayor of this city for doing this.
Well, and thank you for letting us know about it, because other than the few people that live right around the tower, no one else would have known.
Yeah.
None of us were told about it.
Yeah, thank you for that. Really appreciate your call. Thank you so much.
You know, this isn't because they don't care about our safety, though. This is because they know that it creates learning problems for children. And what better way to keep your future slaves dumbed down?
Well, I know
that's the key.
Yeah, and even the cancer rate is just, I mean, they've done studies on this. This is not so brand new, we don't know. Hi, caller, welcome to the show. Go right ahead. Okay.
Changed their mind.
All righty then. Yeah, it's...
it's so awful. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, it is. Thank you. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Well, good afternoon to the both of you.
Hi there. Go right ahead. How are you?
I'm going to look at the upside of this.
Okay.
The upside is if the city council can't be held responsible for anything like zoning changes and what actually happens afterwards, folks, build whatever you want and then put whatever you want in it.
Yeah.
Build a big house, run your business out of it.
Mm-hmm. Gil,
sorry.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
And apparently that's all okay because, hey, the city council's not responsible for what really goes on.
I just love the way they scapegoat. You know, we're only for a piece of it. You have to, I'm like, without that piece, they couldn't do it. So it just amazes me that the cowards, I'm just shocked. It's just scapegoating.
That's why I'm saying, hey, everybody that run with it.
Right.
They set a precedence, run with it, and put it right back in their face.
Excellent. Thank you. Thank you for that. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hey, we could multitask.
Mm-hmm.
We could put a machine gun in the tower, too. Well, when you think about the new upgrades to the schools, they can be made into instant prisons.
Right. Thank you. Really appreciate that. Yes.
I was at the supermarket today,
uh-huh.
and this young guy, he had a mask pinned to the seat of his pants. And I broke out laughing.
I'm going to have to try that one. Thank you. I really appreciate that. I'm going to try wearing one to pin to my bottom. Anyway, the King Herbert went ahead and declared that we are basically in orange up north. And so just so you guys know, the only thing that gives him power is if you give him power by doing what he says to do. It is not based in law. It is not based in anything except him trying to convince you that it's law. It is not law. And I really do hope that if there's anything that memo has come out, that basically it is not law. It cannot be law because he says so. And he is going up against the legislature. So, what else do you say to this?
Well, you just
I sure hope people understand that
if
point.
It's not a legal, if it's not a lawful order under the state constitution, then it means nothing.
Yeah.
You do not have to obey it.
Right. Every time, I love this from Eric Moutsos, every time Herbert's emergency bell rings, a new tyrant gets their wings. Sorry, Eric, that was the best line. That was the best line I heard yesterday. Every time Herbert's emergency bell rings, a new tyrant gets their wings. And you know what? You tell all these mask Nazis, you tell IHC what you think of all of their mask policies. You tell everyone what you think of their mask policies. And when you walk into a store, you say, you call them on it. It's not a law. There's signs that say that.
There's a group of people out there who say people are doing this willingly to protect their friends and neighbors.
Mm-hmm.
No, they're not doing it willingly. They're doing it out of fear.
Yep. Yep, out of fear. Yep, absolutely. And virtue signal. Fear and virtue signal. I'm better than you. I'm saving you. You just don't know it because I'm wearing a mask. We'll be right back on the Kate Daly Show.
If you or a loved one are struggling, please call us and we will show you just how easy it is to get help. Even if it's not with us, because we are people in recovery, helping people find recovery.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Along the byway, and more, much more than this, I did it my way.
Hi there. Welcome back to the Daly Show. So happy to have you listening. Make sure you go over to Tropical Pool and Spa. Their hot tubs are amazing. They have bullfrog hot tubs, which, by the way, it's just the best of the best. It's made so well. It lasts forever. And they just know hot tubs. And they know what's comfortable and what you're looking for in a hot tub. They're made so well. You can still get their Labor Day savings, $1,000 off. Make sure that you partake in that because it's that good. Tropical Fiberglass, 40 years of experience. They really do it right. And I'm telling you, this crew of people, they understand just how to make you happy. So for any pool that you'd like to put in, a hot tub that you'd like to put in, or swim spa, what great exercise that is in your backyard. By the way, go to Tropical. They're that fantastic. Tropical Fiberglass pools. All right, let's take a caller. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Well, good afternoon, and thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
On the cell tower issue, This is kind of a sticky thing for municipalities. They have the right to deny a permit, but that has to be done within 150 days, and they cannot deny it on the basis of the RF emissions. It must be some other recognizable problem that they can deny the tower, but not based on the RF emissions. If they try to do that, then they get into trouble with the FCC and the Telecommunications Act of 1996. It gets pretty sticky. So that's what you're up against as a city board, county board, or whatever board.
Yeah, but they could do it. I mean, sticky doesn't mean that they can't say no.
Well, they can. Yeah, they can file against it, and they get into litigation or something of that nature.
Good.
Because the cell company will just come back again after something is called the shot clock. I don't know if you've read up on that. That's the 150-day clause. And at the end of that, if they haven't replied to the application, then it gets into litigation again.
Yeah.
There's some really stringent rules. The FCC is really running this whole thing, and plenty of people are around the world, as you've already stated, are really concerned
for
about
good reason.
This 5G for a lot of reasons.
Yeah.
There's boards of physicians that have gathered together. There's lawsuits all over the place on it.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a sticky thing. It's about the emissions. They can't deny that. Otherwise, that gets to be a real big problem. They can definitely deny the tower itself.
Yeah. Thank you. Yes, they can. Thank you so much for your call. I really appreciate that.
Well, that's, you know what, the guy, I understand what he was saying.
Sure.
But the bottom line is the FCC doesn't have the authority to do that.
Yeah.
That's
really
what you
can
the
call
bottom
them on.
Line.
Yeah. That's what you can call them on. This is only, I'll put up an article on that, actually, on the process of that on the Kate Daly Show page for all of you to read up on the mandates and the Court of Appeals that happened on this. But I will definitely, it needs to be fought, and it needs to be fought hard. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Your last caller made a really good point about not being able to deny the tower based on the RF emissions. I'd like to know what he would recommend how we go against fighting that then, because the city council and the planning commission are not going to go up against the FCC.
They don't have enough courage to do that. But I know that there are ways around this because other cities have fought those zoning changes before. So I know that there's another way to do it. So
it would be interesting to find out what that is so that we know how to do that.
Okay, absolutely. I'm on it. And by the way, 5 o'clock today, and then again in 2 weeks, it's on the city agenda for 2 weeks from now as well. So
very good.
All right. Thank you. Really appreciate it. So there's that. Texas municipalities, by the way, San Antonio and Arlington challenged the commission's declaratory order on a number of grounds, both procedural, I can't talk today, and substantive. And this is on those towers, by the way. So, the locality is in violation of the Communications Act, immediately put the locality on the defensive. There's all kinds of things. I'll put this article up. You guys can read up on this. This is a good one. It's on the Common Law blog. So I just wanted to mention this, too. And this is the stuff that does not get reported by the news. And I feel sad about that. So this was put up by a listener, gave this to me. So just a little FYI, I live in northern Nevada. Our governor refused to allow President Trump to have a venue in Reno. So our little county invited him. They have a little agricultural county. Douglas County, Nevada was put on the map. He landed in Reno on Air Force One. and then had an additional 50-minute drive. This is Trump we're talking about. Cars lined the highway. He arrived at our little airport a little past 7 in the Beast to a crowd of 28,000 to 38,000 people. Our county only has a population of 49,000. People started showing up at 1 p.m. A local rancher opened up his pastures for parking and buses. We're there to take people to the venue. I'm still in awe over it. Nothing is reported on the news media, not even our little biweekly newspaper. The Record Courier, their newspaper is biased, just like ours is, you know, the Spectrum. And not even our little biweekly newspaper covered it. The temps were taken at the gate. Lots of hand sanitizer stations were put up, but the temp takers were pretty accurate in their count. And people came from California, Oregon, Washington, Idaho, and Utah. At the end of the evening, the crowd started walking the 2 miles to their vehicles in cow pasture parking. A deputy reported that the crowd sang America the Beautiful the whole way. So energized. Did I mention that our venue was put together in less than 48 hours? We are an agricultural community. Magic. Wow.
Amen. That was a great story.
When people want to do something, they truly do something. Mm-hmm. And many have chimed in that listen to this show and that I'm friends with Facebook and have agreed that that's exactly what happened. And, you know, good on this community for seeing that, you know, and doing something like this. I love this. This is awesome.
They did a similar thing in a rural area for Biden.
Mm-hmm.
And in their case, they were lucky because the 2 miles from the parking to the venue, they were able to get all 12 of them in one van. So there was no walking involved.
Thank you for that update.
Okay.
Oh, 28,000 to 38,000 people. That's awesome.
Yeah.
You know, it just goes to show you that the people, even though the media will never report it, there are a lot of people with vested interest in Trump and in wanting these visits and wanting to move forward, even though these governors, and Nevada is one of the worst. One of the worst, because there was a huge story about, listen, Vegas is the canary in the coal mine. And if you don't see what's happening to us right now, it's a problem because their governor is so deaf, dumb and incompetent that the mandates to the hotels, they're known now as the hotels that you have to wear a mask at, you know, for the pools. Poolside masks.
Mm-hmm.
If you sit and put your feet in, you have to wear a mask. But if you're in the water, you can do whatever you want. You don't have to wear a mask. And so all of the ridiculous, archaic, disgusting rules that these governors are placing on different places make no sense. Don't even try to make sense of any of it. But it said Vegas is the canary in the coal mine, and you better pay attention to us. Because what happens here, what happens in Vegas happens everywhere, apparently. Anyway, it's so disgraceful, on every level. By the way, you actually forecasted this on Pierre Delecto, Romney.
Yeah, just yesterday.
He uses the name Pierre Delecto in social media, and yesterday you said he would side with putting through whoever on the court, right? Supreme Court.
He had nothing to gain by going with the Democrats. Nothing.
Yeah.
But he did have the ability to save a little face by siding with the Republican Party this time. And it's not going to hurt him in any way. And I don't think it's going to help him much either.
Right.
But going with the Democrats would hurt him even more than he already is.
Yeah.
It was really his best choice.
Yeah.
And it didn't seem like even a question to me yesterday.
Yeah, it's very interesting. If you've ever looked at the comment section of anything he ever posts, like when he was lauding praise on Ruthie, and you name it, whatever he posts about, it's about a gazillion comments of bite me and you're awful and go away and we hate you. So it's so rare to even find a comment of anybody that supports him. So rare. it almost doesn't happen. And he's got to look at that and just think, my gosh. But, you know, he doesn't worry because he's in office for so many more years.
Right.
Yeah. But maybe, just maybe on this one, he got a little worried.
Well, any of these guys with an ego can't, how could he stand to be so pilloried constantly?
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. It's so surprising. And every picture of him I see, anyway, he's changed a lot. As hard as this has been, when I see these little cities and towns so awake like this, why aren't we doing this? Why aren't we inviting him here? What does it take? What does it take to get him here just to speak, you know, just to hear him? I think it'd be a great idea. And
yes.
So why can we not work on this? You know, obviously Mayor Pike wouldn't be part of that because he's very liberal and probably voting for Biden. But he threw Trump under the bus right before the election the last time and told everyone he was voting for Evan McMuffin. So I think on this one, my gosh, you know, we know he wouldn't be a part of it, but I'm sure that there were a lot of people that would really support this visit and do what they need to do to have him here. So let's work on that. If they can do it, we can do it. My gosh, we're the place everybody comes to because they know that so many of the residents here are not buying into this.
Yeah.
So that's good. Yeah. Anyway, I wanted to mention that. By the way, what was the death rate again?
0.013%. That's pretty high.
Mm-hmm.
To compare it to those who didn't die, 99.97% didn't die.
Okay. Wow. I'm also hearing stories, and maybe this is some way you guys can help us out. Let us know if you know any hotel owners that have noticed a little more thuggery going on in their hotels. I'd like to, if all of you could reach out, and if you know somebody that that has a hotel. So I saw this, that somebody was noticing mm-hmm. that there were a lot more thugs getting rooms paid for, and in big cities and all over the place.
In nice hotels.
And why and how is this going on and for what reason? And when asked, one of the thugs said, reportedly,
yeah, we're preparing for the election.
Yeah, preparing to change the world. And so if you've been hearing about this or you know of somebody that has a hotel, ask them. Just simply ask them, message them, whatever it takes to see whether this is going on. And then send me the information at kate@katedalyradio.com. I'd love to hear about it. I just think that I would really like some more information. These are the kinds of things that are hard to track. And these are the kinds of, you know what I mean? So please, let's do that. Okay. I'm trying to think of anything else. I had a lot on the docket today. Let's see. Okay. Yep. We're Sesame Streeting it all the way to the colors again, up north in orange, and it's absolutely asinine.
You know, the reason we were left off the change, this didn't affect Southern Utah.
Right.
And it didn't for this reason. Our numbers are so low, they couldn't make them look worse because we'd notice.
Yep.
You know,
so
we'd
true.
Be able to tell if it was real or not.
Yeah. Yeah.
And right. So we get left off.
Yeah.
Fortunately for us.
Yes.
We're still, what color are we?
Who cares?
Yeah,
nobody's paying
exactly.
attention to their Sesame Street color-coded process. And by the way, tonight, 5 o'clock, the zoning change, you might want to be a part of that. In fact, the Planning Commission, all you have to do is look up Planning Commission of St. George, and it'll be listed there. The meeting and 5 o'clock, and don't let the city scapegoat their responsibility to this. They're trying to diminish it, and it's pathetic. Call them on it. Call all the city council and the mayor on this. They're the ones that put up the tower for the technology, so don't let them scapegoat that responsibility. What cowards. We'll be right back with Del Bigtree. You're not going to want to miss this because you're going to want to know what's in those vaccinations. Be right back.